May it please the court, counsel. My name is Chad Dellinger. I represent defendant Mr. Munoz. We are appealing the entry of a restitution order requiring Mr. Munoz to repay drug money, buy money, to the FBI. The law is clear, and I think both parties agree, the government as well as us, that the district court may not order restitution to require the repayment of buy money. And if you turn to page A5 of the appendix, which is also copied on page 2 of the reply brief, there can also be no question that this was an order of restitution requiring the repayment of buy money.
But actually, in his oral sentence, the district court says two things, one of which may be wrong, and actually one of which I understand the government effectively to be confessing error on. He says, I'm going to put him on supervised release for 3 years and make a condition of that release that he make restitution to the government in the amount of $20,100, page 36 of the sentencing transcript. If he had just kept quiet at that point, then it seems to me that falls comfortably in the scope of other decisions that we've had. You can make a condition of supervised release, a payment of restitution. Then, on lines 17 and 18, he goes further and he says, and I am going to order that separately as a condition of supervised release or a requirement of restitution. So he winds up then in the judgment being very confusing about which boxes he checks in the judgment order, and he's calling it restitution. But it seems to me if the government is willing to concede that that you can't impose these investigatory costs as a restitution amount, but you can as a supervised release condition, the judge has got it. The oral sentence does include a valid order.
I don't believe it does, Your Honor. I believe the oral sentence is ambiguous. It seems to be confusing restitution and supervised release. I think what is very clear is the written order, which makes plain that there is a restitution order for buy money. Now, he does say, if you turn to page A6, that the buy money must be repaid immediately. And then he goes on to say that if, in fact, it isn't paid, as a condition of supervised release,
right,
any ongoing financial obligation must be paid thereafter.
No, I understand that. And I'm looking further down, though. I mean, he's kind of exploring these things. And I think the question before us really boils down to how we should construe the statement over on page 36, A13, if you will. He uses the word restitution, but he's very clear. I'm going to order that separately as a condition of supervised release, comma, or a requirement of restitution. I don't see, if he's got it in there, then it seems to me all we need to do is accept the government's confession of error on the other aspect of it, and we have a sentence that can stand.
And again, I don't think that he has it in there. I think because it is confused, because he's talking about an order of restitution to repay the government as part of supervised release, it's not clear what he was intending to do. There was some additional dialogue at sentencing, whether he had the right to impose it as supervised release or as restitution. The government asked for it as restitution. The court's order reflects that. And it's argued that's clear error, and I think we all agree with that. The question is,
but what do you think you'd get from a remand? I mean, it seems to me crystal clear the judge is trying to put this in as an obligation. Certainly, if it's a condition of supervised release, it doesn't begin until he's out on supervised release. But that could all be made clear.
Well, I think the issue, and this goes to the Gutierrez case, that the government didn't file a cross-appeal on this issue.
But you see, I don't think they need a cross-appeal if they're not asking for anything more than the sentence already has. If you're right, and that there is no order right now making this a condition of supervised release, then they would be asking for more, and you would need a cross-appeal. But if the better way to read this is that he has, in fact, simply made this a condition of supervised release, and he's added an extraneous restitution order, then all they're doing is defending part of the sentence and giving up part of it.
I agree with that, Your Honor, but it's our view that there isn't, in fact, an order, a condition of supervised release to repay the buy money. He can't order simultaneously repay the buy money immediately and also repay the buy money as a condition of supervised release when he comes out of prison.
Right, and so
there's a tension
there.
If
we're to strike the repay immediately provision based on the confession of error, what else do you think your client could get?
Well, if you strike that, there is nothing else for supervised release beyond the $200 special assessment. The language regarding the supervised release on page A6 talks about any remaining financial obligations. That is dependent upon there being an underlying order of restitution.
But once what about A13? What about this line 14 to 16 part that I keep looking at? How do you understand that?
You know, I would say, Your Honor, that is really ambiguous, and it's hard to distill anything from that because, in point of fact, the court is using terms interchangeably. He's using restitution on one hand, calling it supervised release on the other hand, and because that's not clear, I think we are bound to look at the order that he actually entered. There's a written document which shows that there is an independent order of restitution to repay the government. That's improper. There is nothing in the record in terms of the written order that would reflect there was also an order to repay that buy money as a condition of supervised release. If you would excise that restitution order, there would be nothing left to pay other than the $200 special assessment. And given the fact there was no cross appeal, we believe that is a proper outcome in this case. If there are no further questions, I'll reserve my time for rebuttal.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Stone.
Thank you.
Mr. Matthew.
May it please the Court. I just have two brief points, I think. The first one is I don't think the judge was confused at all about what he was doing. If you look earlier in the sentencing transcript on page 15, the judge had this colloquy with the probation officer where the probation officer said, hey, the way we usually do this is we enter a condition of supervised release. The judge says that he thinks that the probation officer is right, and he says it is a condition of supervised release. And then he goes on to say, well, I'm not really sure about this other business about restitution because restitution normally applies when you're trying to compensate a victim, and that, frankly, this is an intellectual discussion. So then after that point in time, he says, I'm going to order this as a condition of supervised release. And then there's the ambiguity that Your Honor has mentioned thereafter that relates to the restitution. But if you look at the judgment itself on page A6, it actually orders a lump sum payment of $20,300 at the top. And then it says due immediately. And then it says balance due in accordance with F below. So the reference in F below must be read in connection with the fact that the judge was ordering the payment of $20,300 as a condition of supervised release.
And of course, the previous page, A5, there's the name of payee, Federal Bureau of Investigation, total loss $20,100, restitution order $20,100.
So, right, and that's something that we obviously mentioned in our
right.
in our brief.
Say, well, he didn't check the boxes. You know,
it was somewhat confusing. Yes, Judge. And so that's the reason why we are confessing that to the extent the judge did order restitution, that this court can clarify that aspect of the judgment is not proper and simply clarify that to the extent and it is the case the judge ordered it as a condition of supervised release that it does not begin until the defendant has completed his term of imprisonment. If the court has no further questions, I turn the balance of my time to the court. Thank you.
Just to reiterate the point, I think this comes down to, as you've all said, whether there's a separate order of restitution or whether the order is contained in supervised release. I think, as you say, looking at A5, looking at A6, it's clear that there isn't a separate order requiring the repayment as part of supervised release. I don't see anything in the judge's oral ruling that clearly would contradict the written ruling. If there's no further questions, I will rest on my argument then.
Dollinger, we thank you. We thank government counsel. And, Mr. Dollinger, you have the additional thanks to the court for accepting this appeal.
Thank you, Your Honor.
All right.